Welcome to Head Games Radio, Sirius Satellite Sports Byline Network, with Christine Brennan joining us today, who's our special BCS Championship Day correspondent, as well as tomorrow, to give us a look back at the game. But as we look at the keys, who better to look at it than somebody that's covered sports for many times, award-winning writer Christine Brennan. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, hey, Nick, it's great to be on your show. Thanks.
You know, there's some basic concepts that you and I were talking about. The idea that Ohio State still can't get out of, and I think this game would do a lot to remedy, which is the lack of perception of team speed for the Big Ten.
Well, and we saw it, didn't we, with Michigan. You know, you'd say, hey, it's the new Big Ten. You know, it's no longer Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Of course, that's long gone. That was the 60s and 70s. But, Nick, it was so interesting to watch Michigan not be able to adjust at halftime in the Rose Bowl. And I couldn't help but wonder as I watched another Big Ten debacle. And I'm from Big Ten country, Toledo. I went to Northwestern.
Yes, you are.
So I have a Big Ten bent. And I've watched those teams over the years. But what surprised me, and I had to think that Jim Tressel had to shudder just a bit, because even though he's focused so much on team speed the last couple of years, to watch Michigan, a team he beat by only 3 points at home in Columbus on November 18th, to watch Michigan get torched by USC, there has to be a question in a lot of people's minds going into tonight's game, including mine. The question about Ohio State's team speed, what happened to Michigan a week ago, is that going to be a bit of a harbinger for what happens tonight? That's, of course, the key question.
And the other thing is, on the other side of it, is the fact that USC basically just threw the ball nonstop in that second half, and Michigan had no answers. Well, we're going to talk about some more answers for you in this next segment with Christine Brennan. Then we'll have our usual Hall of Famer, Len Dawson, join us. We'll have Al Saunders, the former offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, talk about that offensive horror show of the Chiefs. Was it more the Indianapolis defense, or was it the Chiefs' lack of execution? And we'll move on with Merrill Hodge from ESPN to go over the playoffs, go over the new matchups, looking forward to next weekend. We'll be right back with Christine Brennan on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellites.